What? What do you want? No, I'm not crying. Jeez. Can't a girl get away from her sappy-ass friends for 5 minutes? Leave me alone, man. If you need to take a dump, there's another bathroom upstairs. You need to do what? Wow. What happened to you? A drinking game? Oh, truth or dare, huh? Who drew that thing on your face? Right. Why is it so lopsided? Someone's clearly never seen a real ding-dong in their whole life. Even I could draw it better. All right, come on in. Yeah, that's not going away with soap and water. You're gonna need some kind of oil. Let me look. God, what would your mother say if she saw you like that, huh? Come here. I found some kind of... what is this? Rose hip oil. God, this house is fancy. I mean, kind of figures when both your parents are CEOs. Just sit on the bathtub and stop moving. And there. Kind of looks like a flower now. One with a very big, lopsided stem. Shall we leave it like this? Just kidding. Sit still. Okay. Your face is back to being a virgin. Just like you. Oh, okay, mister. Didn't need to know that. Did you do it with that girl? Which girl? The one who looks at you with those puppy eyes. Brunette, glasses, big eyes. You know the one? How did you even manage to get away from her? Did you finally get a restraining order, or did you poison her drink so she'd pass out and leave you alone? The idea definitely didn't cross my mind. I just think you could do better is all. You're way out of her league. I'm just saying that to be nice, by the way. Don't get used to getting compliments from me. Oh, you're not dating anymore. Did you get bored of receiving handwritten letters and fancy calligraphy? Or is it her food-obsessed Instagram posts that did it for you? Yeah, I did a little stalking. Wanted to see what you found so interesting about her. Didn't find anything worth looking. Well, good for you, I guess. Except for the fact that you're both stuck at a Valentine's group party together. That's awkward. You didn't know she was gonna show up? Sucks for you. Seriously, though, why did you break up? Boring, huh? Funny. She doesn't seem like the type at all. Does that mean you like your girls a little more exciting? Oh, dominant, huh? Interesting. I didn't peg you as someone who likes to take orders. You do? So, what if I asked you to do something right now? Would you do it? Depends what it is. Well, guess what? Turns out I'm pretty good at giving orders. Actually, I'd say I'm a natural. Turn around. Turn around and put your hands above your head. All right, well, now we're getting somewhere. Don't worry, I won't make you do anything too crazy. Unless you're into it, of course. So, where were we? Oh, right. You and your ex. It's just funny to me, you know? Seeing you with someone so vanilla. I always thought you'd go for someone with a bit more spice. But hey, to each their own, right? What's that? Yeah, those are my hands around your waist. How do they feel? Warm, huh? What if I slipped them under your shirt and grazed your skin a little with my nails? Or is that too spicy for you? I knew you'd like that. All right, put your arms down. Good boy. I'm gonna give you a little back massage, because you seem a little tense, you know? Ever since you walked into the house, I felt like something was off about you. Oh, was it because you knew she might be here? Bummer. What would she say if she saw you pinned against the wall like that, huh? Entirely at my mercy. She should take notes. Let's call her and make her watch. Turn around. I said, turn around. Look at me in the eyes. Hey, I didn't say you could lean forward. I'm the one giving orders here. Don't avoid my gaze. Okay, fine. If you won't look at me, I'll have to make you. There. Feel my hand on your chin. What's that? Yeah, I can tell you're nervous. But you like it, don't you? You like it when I make you nervous. I've noticed how your eyes get shifty whenever I look at you across the room. Or you scratch your head or shift your weight awkwardly whenever I talk to you. And you know what? I kind of like that effect I have on you. That's fun. You're quite the puzzle, aren't you? Always trying to keep your composure, yet failing miserably whenever I'm near. But it's okay. I like unraveling mysteries. Especially ones as intriguing as you. Close your eyes. That was easier, huh? You like to hide, I can tell. Never raise your hand in class. Always keep a low profile. Only dare to speak when you know you've got everyone's attention. I was watching you tonight, drinking in your corner, and observing everyone instead of interacting. I mean, granted, this thing was a stupid idea. Who the hell organizes a Valentine's group party? The whole point of Valentine's Day is to be alone with the person you like. The person you can't stop thinking about. The person you want to be close to. The one who knows how to touch you. Oops, it's gotten so dark all of a sudden. No need to hide anymore. Shame I can't see those pretty eyes anymore, but darkness forces you to focus on your other senses. So, what can you feel? Do you like my hand around your neck? Yeah? Say it louder. Good boy. What else? My fingers brushing through your hair. Well done. Now put your hands around my waist. Oh, come on, what are you waiting for? It's okay. Actually, it's an order. There we go. That wasn't so hard, was it? How do you feel? Good, but nervous still? Perfect. So, you were playing truth or dare, huh? How about we play for a little bit? Alright. Truth or dare? Truth. Surprising answer for someone who likes to hide. Okay, I'll think of a good question. What do you think about me? Come on, I can take it. Be honest. Popular, huh? Are you saying that because I have more friends than you? Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty popular. What else? Charming? Oh, I like that. No one's ever called me charming before. It's always hot or scary or a little crazy. Surprising? Guess you weren't expecting me to pin you against the bathroom wall, huh? Bossy. I do like to be obeyed. Alright, truth or dare? No, you don't get a turn. I make the rules and give the orders, remember? So, truth or dare? Dare, of course. I dare you to bite my neck. Come on. Don't be shy. Give me a little more teeth. There we go. You are such a good boy, you know. And because you've been such a good boy, I'll let you ask me one question. So, what's it gonna be? Was I jealous? What? Of her? That's accurate. Seeing you two walking hand in hand at school made me want to stick a Cupid's arrow in her. Sorry. I can get a little possessive, especially when I really like or really want something. or someone. And I really, really wanted you all to myself. It was just a question of time until you realized she wasn't right for you. And I was just waiting. Or, should I say, patiently seething until you opened your eyes. Metaphorically speaking. Now come closer. Do you feel my lips brushing yours? Can you feel how much more intense it feels in the dark? Do you want to kiss me? I knew it. Wait. I didn't say you could. Keep that tongue in your mouth, you bad, bad boy. That's it. Let me do it. Just relax. Boy.